Title, The VA Mission Act, Enhancing Healthcare for Veterans. Content, on Wednesday, June 6, 2018, President Trump signed into law the John S. McCain III, Daniel K. Akaka, and Samuel R. Johnson VA Maintaining Internal Systems and Strengthening Integrated Networks Act, aka the VA Mission Act of 2018, VAMA, a $52 billion reform bill aimed at improving access to, and the quality of, medical services provided to veterans by the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. Increase veteran access to high-quality healthcare services. In brief, VAMA has two essential components. First, it extends comprehensive caregiver benefits to veterans injured or made ill prior to September 11, 2001. As described by Washington Headquarters Executive Director, Gary Augustine, VAMA takes major strides to bring equality into the VA's coverage of family caregiver services for both veterans insured before September 11 and veterans injured on or after September 11. Second, VAMA directs the VA to combine a number of existing private care programs, including the Veterans Choice Program, to improve veterans' access to healthcare services and to improve the quality of such services. More specifically, VAMA's quality and access provisions allow coverage of medical services provided to veterans by private community-based physicians as long as a VA physician believes that the receipt of services from a private community-based physician is in the veteran's best interest. Make community care programs more efficient and accessible to veterans by expanding the VA healthcare provider network, and provide one year of bridge funding, $5.2 billion, for the existing VA Choice program to ensure that current private sector medical appointments for veterans are not interrupted while VAMA requirements are implemented, a process which is anticipated to take about one year. Telehealth in past healthcare blog posts. We have reviewed and commented on telehealth-related initiatives and the efforts being made at the federal and state levels to expand the range of healthcare services that can be provided via telehealth technology and the availability of telehealth services for Medicare, Medicaid, and other patients. 1. In furtherance of its goal to expand veteran access to high-quality and coordinated healthcare services, VAMA includes various telehealth-related provisions. First, VAMA retracts the VA's jurisdictional constraints on telemedicine by allowing VA healthcare professionals to practice telemedicine regardless of the location of the provider or patient during the treatment. Historically, in order for the service to be paid for by the VA, VA physicians practicing telemedicine were required to be located and licensed in the same state as their patient, and the service had to be offered in a federal facility. Under VAMA, however, VA professionals providing services to veterans are now able to offer telehealth services irrespective of professional's or veteran's location as long as the VA professional possesses one valid state medical license. Second, VA health professionals providing healthcare services through telehealth will need to adhere to the same quality and efficiency standards across the country. To ensure quality and efficiency benchmarks are met, the VA will be required to submit a report to Congress within one year of the enactment of VAMA outlining, among other things, provider and patient satisfaction and statistics relating to the impact of telemedicine on patient wait times. Finally, VAMA also provides for changes in the way health data will be transmitted and shared between VA healthcare providers and community-based providers. Specifically, community-based providers will have full access to relevant VA records for their patient, the purpose of which is to enhance the level of continuity of care among VA and community-based providers. For example, VA and community-based providers will each have access to the prescription records of their patients in an effort to reduce addiction and overprescribing. The pros and the cons. The pros. Proponents of VAMA believe that it provides much-needed reform to a failed system and would relieve many of the issues veterans currently face when trying to receive healthcare services, including inadequate access to specialized care in remote and rural areas, and a lack of continuity of care and quality among providers. VAMA is also praised for providing veterans options so that they are not subject to notoriously